The Mishnah is now continue the list of different items and how much of each item one would need to take out and carry in order to be liable to a korban chatos. And the next few items on the list are different types of earth and clay. The first one being adoma, red clay, and this was commonly used as a seal. And the most common use was to seal letters, but another use was to seal sacks, which contained lots of goods. So to make sure nobody opened them before it got to the rightful owner, they would also seal these sacks using this red clay. And the truth is, it is likely that this specific clay which we are discussing was more commonly used for the sacks. And according to the first opinion of our Mishnah, since it was way more common to use it for sacks, Adom and Chizma might sufim, one would be liable if he takes out the amount which is needed for the seal of the sacks. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Chachomim say, even if he only takes out enough for a seal of a letter, which would be smaller, that is considered a common use enough that we base the shiur, the amount for which one is liable, on that use. Continues the Mishnah, Zevel v'chol hadak, manure and fine sand, these were often used as fertilizer. So, kadela zabel kelach shel keruv, if you take out enough to fertilize a cabbage stalk, divya rakiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, once again, the Chachomim are more strict, the Chachomim say, kadela zabel keresha, even if you only take out enough to fertilize a leek, which requires less fertilizer, even for that one would be liable. Now, when one uses plaster to plaster his walls, or to plaster something else, he would often add sand to that plaster in order to strengthen and reinforce the strength of that plaster. And so the Mishnah says, Chil Hagas, if somebody takes out coarse sand, so sand which is larger and it's not so smooth, enough to put on a spoonful of lime or of plaster. So this spoon was some sort of tool which they would use to apply the plaster. So the amount of sand which would go in that amount of plaster, that is deemed significant such that you would be liable for carrying that amount. Kone a reed, kidelas is kulmais. If it's large enough to make a pen out of it, the smallest size pen which you are still able to use comfortably. But v'imhoya ove merusus, if the reed was thick or if it was crushed, and therefore it cannot just be turned into a pen, so then it would just function as some sort of twig. And so if you carry out enough, kidelavashil bebeitzel kalash babeitzim, in order to cook with it, the easiest, quickest cooking egg out of all of the eggs, and this refers to a chicken egg, trufa, which is mixed with oil in a sunnabar ilpas, and placed into a pan which has already been heated up. So if there is enough reeds that it can be used as firewood for this thing, for this egg, which is the quickest cooking food, then it is considered significant, and you would be liable for carrying that amount.